and the method of eliminating it may turn out to be far different than what you were always afraid it would have to be if you ever looked it squarely in the eye. And again, let me remind you to wait out the conclusion of the course. Please don't jump to any conclusions, and especially then attribute them to me, to somebody else. My inefficiencies in communicating are going to cause us plenty of problems as it is, without taking part of what I say and leaving out the rest. Tonight, for example, I suggested a different approach to the matter of someone else's stealing from you. But this is a wholly different question from whether or not you should steal from someone else. They are two totally separate questions, and we have only dealt with the first, not the second. In fact, next week we will go into techniques for constructing your own morality, based upon the nature of you as you are now, and what is necessary to get the well-being you seek. And now let me pose to you two questions that we will deal with next week. The first one is, if it is true that you do not control anyone but yourself, and you have absolutely no guarantee that others will respond to your acts in the way that you want or will predict, now if this is true that you control no one else, then can there be any positive value in the golden rule, the concept that you should do unto others as you would have them do unto you? Why should you do unto others as you would have them do unto you? So I am asking you to answer the question, yes or no, but more important, why or why not? And secondly, if a man trespasses upon your property when you have signs up saying no trespassing, should you shoot him? If you did shoot him, would that be a justifiable act since he has trespassed on your property and certainly didn't have to do so? I hope you'll ponder these two questions during the week. Don't give yourself a simple yes or no answer. Understand a firm reason, a standard for your answer, and write it out, if you will, so that you can be sure that it is organized in your own mind on a basis that will be workable to you so that the principles involved can be applied to other questions, or at least communicated out loud to your spouse or to a friend. As a matter of fact, if you follow it to its logical conclusion, I believe you will see that the principle involved in both questions is exactly the same, one that we will get into next week and which I have never seen presented elsewhere, not that it may not have been done so. Now, if you attended this session as a guest tonight, you can enroll tonight before leaving, and your $5 admission will be applied against the tuition price for the entire course. On the other hand, if you come back next week and enroll, then $250 of your guest fee will be applied against the tuition. Now, this is because it's more profitable to us if you enroll tonight, and so we want to encourage you to do so. Now, if you did not find the evening profitable to you, then your $5 will be refunded, and just simply ask for it on the way out, and no explanation is required for the refund. Now, this is the only session open to guests. From here on in, only people enrolled in the course are invited to attend. If you are already enrolled or plan to do so, your entire tuition will be refunded at the conclusion of the course if you do not find it profitable, wholly and completely by your own standards. And all you have to do is to ask for it at the end of the 8 weeks, and it will be refunded to you. Again, no explanation is required. I only ask that you do hear the 8 sessions before deciding. Now, tonight we have touched on what I consider to be the most important factor affecting peace of mind, the recognition that others will do what they want to do and will be acting from their own knowledge and not from yours. And so you will want to avoid becoming vulnerable to their mistakes rather than judging their mistakes after the fact. This is not to say that you won't make contracts, that you won't depend upon others, but only that you can only do so profitably after you have started at the beginning by recognizing that they don't owe you anything. This is the concept I call starting at zero. It will be discussed throughout the course and applied in many ways, specifically when we get to unraveling the mistakes of the past. Don't start in the middle. Start at the beginning. Decide what you can afford to be vulnerable to and proceed forward one step at a time. And you will find then that the bad people, the stupid people, the so-called immoral people do not rule the world. You rule the world. Your world, that is. And now, are there any questions pertaining to tonight's material? Yes?
Governmental control or state control in the aspect of vulnerability, you say that you can forget about the bad guys. You have to be aware of it. And today and now, as far as the state is concerned, you can't just go turn off the television.